The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
I'm now delighted to be joined in studio by the commercial director of the Irish Heart Foundation, Judith Gilsennan. And she is going to talk to us about women's heart health. One in four women die from heart disease, and it remains under-researched compared to men's heart disease, and despite the fact that there's the same mortality rate of one in four. And what we want to talk about is a group of 14 women who are set to land in northern Finland on Thursday. And God love them, they're going to trek in the perishing cold for 6 days around the Arctic Circle to raise money and awareness for the campaign Her Heart Matters. Judith, good morning.
Good morning.
Tell us about this Her Heart Matters, first of all.
Well, the whole premise of the campaign is to shine a light on the fact that people just don't think about heart disease in women. You know, if you even think about the movies or anything like that, you know, if you see somebody gripping their heart suddenly, it's always a man. It's always a middle-aged man having a heart attack. But people don't think about women and cardiovascular disease. But in reality, women are just as likely as men to have heart disease. And one in four women will die, unfortunately, of heart disease. And they're six times more likely to die of heart disease than breast cancer. You know, so women just don't think about that. And we wanted to...
Well, first of all, tell us about this trip to the Arctic Circle.
Yeah, so we decided to run this trip. It's an all-female trip, 14 women heading off. Most of the women are...
They're not teenagers.
They're not teenagers.
Like, I'd probably be insulting them by calling them mature women. They're aged between 45 and 60.
Yeah, roughly.
So not their first rodeo.
No, but I think it's women who are kind of going, okay, this might be my time. I want to do something. They might have been affected by heart disease or stroke in their own families and they want to shine a light themselves. But they also are kind of ready to think, okay, I've just been raising teenagers or minding elderly parents and now this might be my time to do something.
And do they have to raise money themselves?
Oh, they do.
It's no free ride for them.
It's no free ride. And between the 14, we have already raised over 100,000
euros. And tell me, will it be kind of martinis in the evening and, you know, kind of log cabins, or will they be slumming it? Like, how tough and rough is it?
Well, I mean, they've been training for a year for this. You know, they have been, like, they have to be prepared to pull pulks, which are the sort of sleds.
Oh, right.
A pulk, which is a sort of sled that you tie around your waist and you pull it across frozen lakes. So when we're ski, if we can, we'll ski.
Are you going yourself? No.
Yeah.
Oh, are you?
Yeah.
And so tell me this, will there be humanity around? This will be in the middle of nowhere. What if anyone got sick?
No, well, there is a small bit of humanity around. We're in a small sort of village setup, but sometimes we're camping overnight. So we're just have to, you know, make
and how
our,
cold
make
will it be?
Between minus 20 and minus 25.
Jesus. Sounds like hard work to me, but yeah, okay. And so basically, this is to raise awareness for Her Heart Matters. Now, is the core of this that women have different symptoms to men when they're actually having a heart attack, and that you want to raise awareness of that, that, you know, women may be having cardiac problems and not know it?
It absolutely is. I mean, first of all, you know, 28% of women have reported that, you know, when they're even at the GP, they're not necessarily having a conversation around heart disease, you know. So women, when they're in the GPs, that conversation doesn't necessarily come up. So it's about women being aware and advocating for themselves and thinking, you know, if there's something amiss, that it could be heart related. And they have to just, you know, consider that first.
But you know the kind of classic thing that you get a pain in your chest and it runs down your, I don't know what this experience is like, but this is hearsay, and it runs down your arm and that. But like, would you believe it? I was at a funeral of a friend of mine. I often go drinking with him, and he died of a heart attack, and he was buried last Saturday. And his wife told me that he went to Wexford Hospital feeling unwell, and they said that he'd had the heart attack 4 days previously and he didn't know it.
Wow.
So is that common or uncommon?
That can happen, yeah. And
the
actually,
damage is done.
And when women have experienced that, they can often be quite nauseous, quite dizzy, extreme fatigue, you know, so the traditional heart, you know, gripping of your heart and feeling that sort of
that
pain.
That doesn't happen with women.
It can happen, but it doesn't necessarily happen. Women's symptoms can be much more varied.
And you know the kind of universal advice in terms of cardiac disease prevention, lower cholesterol, you know, keeping some way aerobically fit, not being obese and all that good stuff. Is that gender neutral?
Yes. I mean, 80% of heart disease is premature heart disease is preventable. So we really encourage people making lifestyle changes. Like, it is the diet and exercise stuff. It's not extreme stuff. You don't have to be a marathon runner or anything like that. But you do need to look after yourself, and you really need to consider stress in your life.
Is heart disease hereditary?
It can be. Yeah.
In other words, if your parents or grandparents had it.
Yeah. And it's really important to know your history.
Yeah. Cardiac history is important. Is there a particular risk for women around the menopause?
Yeah, there is. I mean, the advantage of estrogen in your system is that it keeps your blood vessels supple and flexible, and you know they become more brittle when you lose estrogen in your body. So that does have an impact. And so once we go into menopause, we need to be really aware of that as women.
Okay. And so the essential advice in terms of Her Heart Matters is that everyone should go for a check. You said premature there. What age would you call a premature? You know, like, what age is it not premature to have a heart attack?
It's anything under the sort of 65 mark.
Oh, I'm 65 now. Thanks very much. Okay. Right. Well, the point is this. I would say anyone over 55 should go for an annual checkup. That's what Dr. Yates says anyway. Okay. And in terms of get your bloods tested and get everything.
Yeah.
Now, like, my problem is my cholesterol is 7.5. And I take these tablets and other tablets and it just won't go down. Okay. But they did give me statins, right? And it was like taking my batteries out. After 10 days, I had no energy to do anything. So is there a kind of good cholesterol that gives you energy?
Well, listen, I'm not a medical doctor,
right.
So I'm not the...
Okay.
Unlike Dr. Yates, I haven't got my qualification yet.
Well, that never held me back. My wife had a heart attack in 2017, survived and still alive, thankfully. She thought she had indigestion for 4 days. Watch out for thinking that you have indigestion. Thanks for that, Greg. So just tell us now your itinerary. You go to Dublin Airport when?
We go to Dublin Airport on Thursday. And
how many are there?
There are 14 participants and myself and another colleague of mine.
Okay. Yeah. And you go where?
So we go to a place called Kilpisjärvi, which is northern Finland, kind of near the border of Norway. And then we basically go out there and start training the ladies in survival skills. So that's everything from building shelters to surviving a blizzard to like lighting a fire, cooking outdoors, all of that kind of thing. We build up to...
Are you intense at night?
We're not intense every night, but we are intense some of the time.
Do you come back to the village each night?
No, not every night. No.
Right.
So it's a mixture.
And you know, sometimes you see they have huskies to pull the thing along.
No.
You don't have any of those.
No, we have human huskies.
And like, this isn't the premium
in the form
travel.
Of Irish women.
And how cold will it be? Minus 20, you say?
Yeah. Yeah.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Could you do yourself an injury on this? Like, could you come back in instead of her heart matters, could you end up being banjaxed after this?
No, absolutely not. We are in the very careful hands of some expedition leaders. So we are very well looked after in terms of
okay,
safety.
So finally, if women are concerned about this, is there a website or anything that they can find out more information?
Yeah, they visit irishheart.ie. We have a whole Her Heart Matters section. We have webinars they can look at from previous content and lots of great information and symptom checkers and the whole lot.
Okay, well, there you have it. Judith Gilsennan, not only talking the talk, but she'll be literally walking the walk in this Arctic Circle walk, all part of Her Heart Matters. Thank you for joining us in studio, and I hope it does raise awareness.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.